I was doing just a quick look, and granted now, this is just a, I didn't do an extensive search. I just kind of, it was scrolling around. I went to gasbuddy.com just because I was curious. We were talking earlier this morning how gas in our immediate station location is just above $3.
$3.03 I saw this morning.
I saw a station coming in, which when it goes below $3 a gallon, as I pay attention to it, because it usually doesn't, but it was at $2.99. And I know others have already been experiencing that, so I just did a look around as best as I could. And yeah, there are several places that are below $3 a gallon in this immediate area, including up in your Essexville area. I'm seeing in the mid-280s.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
And on the other hand, I've seen one that I see on my way home on the southwest side of Bay City that's been sticking up around the three teens.
Really?
All throughout all of this and hasn't come down at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there is. And I also believe I saw some of the 280 ranges in the Clare area. Again, just doing some quick scrolling that I was doing. And there's definitely below the $3 location in other parts, too, of the Great Lakes Bay region heading down into the Bridgeport area. And it looks like, again, just by a quick glance, and if somebody experiences something that I'm not seeing, we have some of the best prices in the state right now.
Boy, if you shop around a little bit and you save a quarter a gallon, that's quite a bit of money when you put in 20 gallons in the tank, $5.
I mean, even savings. In the Metro Detroit area, there's a lot of places that might be below $3, but a lot of places that are still above. So, yeah, again, I know some people have been experiencing that all along. So they're saying, hey, it's nothing new because we see it all the time. But when we talk about what we see here, we always reference to as far as this station location.
Yeah, our travels.
Yes, exactly right.
What we go by on our way to and from work.
So it might be worth checking out. Yeah, it looks along along M25, Center Avenue in Bay City. I have some 289, 284.
Yeah, they're often quite competitive out there in the Hampton Township area.
Okay. And, yeah, just on the other side of the river, there's your 319s and such like that. Just saying. There's also some down to the 304s, too, so, and some of the below the 3. It varies. It varies. It's not as... not as it used to be a lot of times where we all know that every station seemed to be within a penny or two of each other.
Right.
So if you have some gasoline to do, some filling up to do, maybe consider to do so. Do I even say this? It's been a while since we've had an uptick. You know, several weeks.
Yeah.
If not mistaken.
Right. Well, it's supply and demand. When people start taking color tours, I suspect maybe we will see it going up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of gas being used.
I mean, taking into consideration some of the world events that are going on, there's some unstableness in the world that sometimes will affect markets, and they really haven't done so yet. Just observing, folks. Just throwing it out there. But like I said, it's been a while since I've actually checked Gas Buddy to this extent. So now I'm clued in, and hopefully you are too.